They're undefeated. They're going to be excited. I think they're going to be trying to play at a high tempo, high pace.
Matt Ryan does a good job of getting the ball out, making the right reads. You know, he has a cannon. He can fit the ball in anywhere.
The corners play with a lot of depth. You know, they'll start up near the line of scrimmage and turn and run out to a lot of a depth and run out with a lot of speed.
The atmosphere is going to be electric. It's going to be loud. This is important for us as far as the team just to maintain our composure and go out there and execute the game plan.
Okay, welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. Jim Plunkett along with head coach Dennis Allen here with the Raiders. And, Coach, you know, you have a week off to rejuvenate and take a look at yourselves, but also, you know, the rest of the division, they all lost last week, so that's a kind of a plus.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously with the rest of the division losing, you know, it keeps us in the race, right. And we've got a lot of season left to play, and our guys are still confident that we can get this thing turned around.
You're from Atlanta. Your father played for the Atlanta Falcons at one time, so you're somewhat familiar with what goes on with the Falcons and in Atlanta in general, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I was born in Atlanta, moved to Texas quickly thereafter, okay. But then got my start in the National Football League in Atlanta. My first coaching job was there, so I'm real familiar with the program there.
Yeah, not only Atlanta, but you coached against them as well when you were with New Orleans. So, yeah, as you mentioned, you should be pretty familiar with what they're doing, although, you know, some of the personnel has changed probably recently, but, you know, Matt Ryan's still there.
Yeah, no, they're an extremely talented football team. Mm-hmm. They play really well on offense. They got a lot of weapons on offense. And then, you know, defensively, they play extremely fast. They take the ball away. And then special teams are a real solid unit. So this is a big challenge for us.
You had a bye week. The entire team, injury-wise, people healing up, feeling good. And did you accomplish a lot by your self-evaluation of the football team?
Yeah, we did. You know, we had two good days of practice last week. We were able to look at what we were doing offensively, defensively, and in the kicking game, take a look at what we were asking guys to do. And, you know, we made some subtle adjustments to some of the things that we're doing. And, you know, we hope to see positive results from that.
The Atlanta defense ranked 27th against the rush. Is that something you're going to try to take advantage of and emphasize the run game?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, we feel like we've got to do a better job in the run game. We feel like we've got one of the most explosive players in the National Football League, and Darren McFadden, and we've got to get him the ball and get him in space and let him work some of his magic. So, you know, I think as we go forward throughout the season, that's a point of emphasis for us.
So, I know I have been a quarterback. I know how important that running game is to the passing game as well. You know, the play action, sucking those linebackers up, making some of those safeties take a step in the wrong direction, and then being able to take advantage of that as well.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, you know as well as all of us that this is a team football game, and
right.
We've got to make sure that we can make the game stay competitive, stay in a competitive balance so that we can get the running game going and get that working. We've got to be able to get off the field on third down defensively and, you know, convert some third downs on offense to keep some drives going. So there's some issues that we've addressed this bye week, and we'll see where we're at on Sunday.
Darius Heyward-Bey took an awful shot against the Steelers a few weeks ago. How is his health, and is he ready to go?
He's back and ready to go. It's really a blessing after, you know, watching the shot that he took.
Right.
You know, it was a scary moment for all of us, but to have him back and have him ready to go is really an uplifting thing for us.
You know, turnovers have been a problem for the Raiders, getting those turnovers. Is there anything different that you can do or emphasize that will help you get those turnovers?
We work hard at it. I mean, I think probably the biggest thing that we've talked about is, you know, really up in the tempo and up in our aggressiveness and how we go about tracking the football, how we go about going after the ball carrier, because we believe that that's totally something that we're in control of. We call them takeaways on defense.
Right.
So we've really worked on that over the bye week. We've worked on it this week in practice. So we're going to be aggressive going after the football.
Once again, another long trip, another tough football game. Good luck to you, Coach.
Thanks, Jim.